The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, May 24, 2022. The 21st Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Bolivarian Alternative for the Peoples of Our America, People's Trade Agreement, ALBA TCP, will take place in Havana next Friday, the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced on its website. The meeting will host leaders of Latin American and Caribbean countries that make up the grouping founded in 2004 at the initiative of Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, then presidents of Cuba and Venezuela, respectively. ALBA TCP emphasizes the fight against social exclusion through collaboration and complementation mechanisms. The summit in Havana will take place days before the 9th Summit of the Americas begins in Los Angeles, whose host, the U.S. government, excluded Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, a decision rejected by governments of the hemisphere, including members of ALBA TCP. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported that in the last hours, 31 people with COVID-19 were detected and none died as a result of the pandemic. With the 55 clinical discharges granted, the total recovered amounted to 1,096,218. And since the start of the pandemic in March 2020, 1,105,047 cases were reported. On the day, the Ministry of Health specified no disease is reported, and the total number of deaths is 8,529 since the beginning of the pandemic. The Prime Minister of Cuba, Manuel Marrero, highlighted the high immunization rate achieved against SARS-CoV-2 on the island, where 96.7% of the vaccinable population has the complete schedule. He also highlighted the statistics published on the Oxford University website, Our World in Data, in which the Antillean country ranks third worldwide in this aspect, only preceded by the United Arab Emirates and Portugal. On the other hand, clinical trials are being carried out with Cuban products in a group of infants up to 2 years of age in order to determine the effectiveness of the anti-COVID-19 vaccination in this age group. And in the international agenda, we have that the Panamanian government advocated a broad and inclusive call for the 9th Summit of the Americas, to which Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua have not been invited. On the subject, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Isthmus, Erika Moines, specified that she hopes that at this meeting, the tradition of having a high representation of all the countries of the continent will continue, such as the one held here in 2015, highlights the digital version of the Star of Panama. The chancellor recalled in her statements that the Isthmus was the venue for a historic summit of the Americas, which was attended by delegations from 35 countries of the continent, including Cuba, which attended this meeting for the first time and generated applause from the international community. Meanwhile, the Dominican Republic reported 183 cases of COVID-19, something that denotes a growth in infections and is a wake-up call for the health authorities and the population of this nation. With the aforementioned figure, the total number of infected since the start of the pandemic rose to 581,647, health authorities reported. No deaths were reported, so the total number of deaths remained at 4,377. Daily positivity grew to 6.35%, and that of the last 4 weeks to 2.38. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.